If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
In the daytime, nighttime, playtime, and happy times, Carson's is for me. I'm special, ambitious, I'm making a place for me. Carson's is for me.
Well, this year we have seen many longtime retailers begin to liquidate and close their stores for good. Carson Peary Scott, which is a classic commercial from the 1980s, closing 256 stores for good. 735 Toys R Us stores. Has that ever moved forward? I know somebody was trying to buy Toys R Us. I don't know if that ever actually
You know,
happened.
I think that is still up in the air, actually.
Yeah.
It's they've run into some financing and legal problems, but yeah. That's still up in the air.
500 Subway restaurants announced earlier today are closing. 103 Sears and Kmart stores, 11 Macy's, 200 Gap and Banana Republics, 379 Teavana's, 63 Sam's Clubs, and the list continues to grow. However, this isn't the death, really, of brick-and-mortar retailing. It's the survival of the fittest, and it's a revolution and a reinvention. I was reading Doug Stratton on CNBC, and he said, you know, Walmart and Walgreens don't care if a shopper is buying from them in one of their stores or on a mobile device. After all, people are price-checking items on their phone while they're in store. And all that retailers should care about is that people are buying from them in general. Retailers who can't see this ongoing revolution to total e-commerce and who aren't modernizing or investing in new models already in trouble and need a survival strategy fast. And here's, you know, they should be thinking about this now if they want to survive. And that's what I think this is all about. I mean, it's sad to see some of these stores go away. But it is what it is. With that said, Chicago has been always one of the retail capitals of the world since the days of Aaron Montgomery Ward, Richard Warren Sears, and Alva Curtis Roebuck. And there's so many retailers that are gone but not forgotten. So let's take a walk down memory lane. You might be one of those lucky people that received a link from a close friend to a very cool website called Craig's Lost Chicago, a place to reminisce about the places we used to shop, eat, and play. And from the classic stores of Chicago's past, Polk Brothers, Turnstile, to the Lockwood Castle and Yankee Doodle Dandy, even the Axel Roller Rink and the Oasis Drive-In. And now, the announcement about Carson's and Toys R Us are also fading into the sunset. And there's so many memories visiting these vintage places in and around Chicago. So to take us down memory lane tonight and focus on Chicago's lost shopping is the proprietor of Craig's Lost Chicago, and that's Craig Locasciato. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Dave. Good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. Glad to have you back with us again. Your website, craigslostchicago.com, filled with memories, and I love it. I love this website. You know, it's one of those things that it's my go-to when I'm just kind of hanging out at home, bored, out of my mind, because you've got some great images, great pictures up there. And you started this website initially to reminisce with your friends and family, correct?
Exactly. And it's just kind of grown into what it's, you know, what it is now, which is above and beyond just my personal memories, but I've had a lot of contact from individuals who have been looking for photographs and have made suggestions and have asked me to locate, you know, photos of favorite spots that they went to when they were younger and, you know, places their parents met or, you know, that had special meaning to them. So kind of extended it out to you know, include, you know, many of the locations around the Chicagoland area that are gone that people love to have memories of and wanted to see a photograph of and more information on. So,
isn't it? I mean, when you start hearing about, like, you know, Carson's and Toys R Us was probably the one that hit me the hardest because that's something obviously we all grew up with. It was Bargain Town before that, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. But didn't it? Doesn't
Bargain Town, I think, was around until like 69, and then they were bought out by Toys R Us, which is not a local firm, but they had bought out and opened up in all the Bargain Town stores locally here.
But, you know, for a guy like you that's kind of managing all this and pulling it all together, it's kind of a bummer. I mean, especially, and then Carson's too. I mean, it's funny. I hear it more from a little bit of an older generation. Like, you know, my mother loves Carson's. And that was her go-to store, even over Macy's. And she says to me, like it was yesterday, you know, because she shops at Harlem Irving, you know, Plaza. It's closer to her house. And she says, first it was Weebolts. Now it's Carson's. Like, I think Weebolts closed exactly. So long ago. But it's kind of a bummer to see some of these, you know, big nameplates go away.
Well, my mom shopped at Carson's as well. And I know for one, she's going to miss that. And I was not really aware of that actually Carson's was around as long as they were until recently when, you know, there was talk that they were going to start closing it. Researched them a little bit and found that, you know, they had opened up originally just a couple of years after Marshall Fields.
Yeah.
You know, and were, you know, and I actually outlasted Marshall Fields, unfortunately. And but it's one of those iconic stores that, you know, is going to be very sorely missed by a lot of people.
I got to invite people, if you want to text or call in about stores that you used to shop that are gone but not forgotten, 312-981-7200. 708 said it was Children's Bargain Town.
USA. Back in the day. There was a USA on the end of that title, if I'm not mistaken.
Was correct. It?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Craig. Roger again. Good to be with you.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. I got three for you. Red Owl Grocery Stores. It was a Midwest chain, and we had one in Evanston at Oakton and Asbury. Just Jeans was a...
Was it Just Jeans or Just Pants?
It was Just Jeans.
Jeans West and Just Pants, maybe?
No, I thought it was
Just Jeans. Just Pants as well, which I know is on the site.
Okay.
But I think there actually was Just Jeans as well at some point.
Yeah, I think there was. Because they had torn jeans, untorn jeans, dark blue, light blue.
By the way, Roger's only wearing Just Pants today. Which is odd, because it's usually
Because the camera can't even show that part.
That's exactly right.
Which is good. I just went through the stores, the Lost Shopping. I don't remember seeing Chandler's from Evanston.
Chandler's is on there.
It is on there. Okay. All right. I was going through it quickly, because I wanted to look for the Red Owl specifically.
Isn't this a great site, though? I mean, the fact that he's got all these
great pictures. And then you go to one Chandler's. Where you, like Crawford's. I wanted to see if you had Crawford's there, because once a week my mother would take me where there was a Crawford's on Devon, just west of Western. And there was a city parking garage right behind it on the residential street side. And we would always park in there, walk across the alley into the back door of Crawford's. And they had these floors, but some of them were like half of the store was filled with the floor. It was so you would go up to like the shoe level, but it wasn't on the second floor. It was on half a floor up. And that was I just loved that store. And so when I saw the Crawford's on there on your site, I was happy to see that.
Yeah, I just saw it. Chicago and Rolling Meadows. I just saw
Is that where the other stores were they the other locations?
Yeah.
It was a great, because the other thing I loved about it was the front doors to the Crawford's on Devon's were inset. So you had to, it had separate display windows out in front, but you had to walk behind those off the street, off the regular sidewalk, to get into the store. It was just a beautiful built store.
I got a couple of texters already, Craig, from 815. My mom would take me to Madigan's and Weebolts, of course, when I was a kid. I still have my Madigan's credit card, Craig. It's someplace in my drawer, yeah. What about World Bazaar, somebody's asking, and I don't know how to pronounce this, so forgive me, Pranges, P-R-A-N-G-E-S? Does that sound familiar to you?
That I have not heard of.
Okay. All right.
Research that one.
Toys R Us, of course. You know, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There was another toy store in Chicago that was part of that amusement park. Wasn't it Dispense's Castle of Toys?
Dispense's Kitty Kingdom, yeah, and Castle of Toys, correct.
Wow. Was there any other toy stores in town besides those two, really?
KB. That was in the malls.
KB Toys was another one.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take a little listen to a little Toys R Us and Dispense's Castle of Toys.
I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less, you really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz!
More games, more toys. Oh, boy! I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Dazzling boys, come and see the greatest toy store in history. Dispenses Castle of Toys.
It's a castle.
Dispenses Castle of Toys.
It's a toy store.
Dispenses Castle of Toys.
It's tremendous.
Come to Dispenses Castle of Toys, Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois.
Oh, that's where it was. It was in Oak Brook. I forgot about that.
There was one at just outside of a shopping mall on Rand Road. It was a shopping center. And I thought it had a castle look on the outside. Now, it's been a while. But it wasn't a place I normally shopped at because it was out of my area. But I passed it when I was working at Gloria Jean's Coffees, which was up in Buffalo Grove.
Is that Noodle Cadoodle or something like that?
No. That was much later. Noodle Cadoodle was later.
Oh, what was that? Child World?
Child World?
Yes, yes, yes.
That was also kind of shaped like a castle.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right. It was in the parking lot, like on one of the streets, but it was within that mall area.
Yeah. That's another one.
And here's the other thing. I was just, you've really been busy, Craig. My goodness, you have been busy. You have expanded this thing. You have old schools on there now.
Yeah, I've started adding some different things that have been requested. You know, I recently found a photograph of the hospital I was born at in Garfield Park, and expanded it, you know, to include, you know, schools and things like that that have had requests for.
Yeah, the schools is a great
of
idea.
Have been knocked down, and you know, people have requested photos of them, and so
brilliant.
We'll locate some, not all, and a lot of things are still out there. I've not been able to find a photograph of, unfortunately. Kind of sad, you know. We're not taking pictures of everything like we do today. Back then, it was just, you know, it was a big deal to take a photograph versus now, everybody carrying a camera with them, you know, 24 hours a day.
Yeah. But that's what kind of helped build your website, too, is people digging up those photos and getting them to you
so that
you could share them with others, of course. 312 on the north side near Western and Devon, there was a toy store called Cut Rate Toys.
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay. Because
they actually, they moved from that location down down Devon, but a few doors down from Lou Manfredini's hardware store. And now they're gone from there.
Yeah.
So they have totally disappeared. Yeah.
By Lockwood Castle.
Yeah.
Zayer, of course, people mention that famous logo. And I used to do the shop at the one at River Grove. S.S. Kresge. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that, Craig, S.S. Kresge, was that part of Kmart? Or did Kmart come out of that store?
You know, I'm not sure what the affiliation was. I know that, you know, that was another one of those five and dime, like a Ben Franklin. But I'm not certain, like Woolworths, you know, I'm not certain what the affiliation was. It may have been. There's so many companies that are owned by other companies, it's hard to keep track of all.
I remember going in there and having lunch. I mean, when I tell people, like Curtis here, who's like 16, when I tell him that we used to go to Woolworths or Walgreens or S.S. Kresge's, and you'd go in there and shop, and you'd go to the lunch counter and go have a hamburger.
Like absolutely.
People don't realize that, you know, when Walgreens, there's a Walgreens on State Street that's across from the old Marshall or the Marshall Fields of Macy's on State Street that has lunch on the first floor and they serve sushi and all this other stuff. That's not new. Serving lunch at a Walgreens is certainly not new. We're talking to Craig LoCasciato. He's from craigslostchicago.com. Amazing, amazing website about lost experiences in Chicago. Restaurants, amusement, shopping, all kinds of good stuff. And there's more when we come back on 720 WGN.
Whatever you need or want today, shop the well-known brands. They're on display at Weebolt's.
National reputation brands are your biggest value at Weebolt's department stores near you. Blue, when a woman shops for dresses, she seems to place a lot of importance on the label.
Well, that's natural, Jack. One of the names the gals swear by is Jonathan Logan in wool knit dresses.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's what they feature at Weebolt's, where the national reputation brands are on display. Right now, I understand Weebolt's has some mighty smart looking ones.
Is that right? Is that right, Jack?
You know, we never know what the hell we're going to sell on this. So the Jonathan Logan knits in wide range of colors at only $18.
That's a good tip for you gals who wear junior sizes 5 to 15. It'd pay you to visit your nearby Weebolt department store. You'll find one that's just right for you.
What's next?
We've played three innings in the fourth.
this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford.
School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes. It's back to Robert Hall again. You'll save more on clothes for school. Shop at Robert Hall.
Is that fabulous? Les Paul and Mary Ford. Steve and Johnny would be happy about that.
Oh, extremely happy.
And then that was Jack Brickhouse and Lou Boudreau doing live Weebolts commercials, which used to be one of their things. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Craig LoCasciato from CraigsLawChicago.com about some of the places we used to shop as Carson's, Toys R Us, and some of these other stores are closing. We got 7 billion texts coming in. Kmart was solely owned by S.S. Kresge. It was a spinoff in the 1960s. Let's see here. Excuse me. I got to get the, I don't have the right mouse for this. Corvettes.
Yep. EJ Corvettes.
EJ Corvettes, yep.
Yeah. Where were those located? Do you remember those, Craig?
I do remember them. I mean, I remember one in Norwich, but I can't place, I don't have any memories of a lot of different locations just from, I was very young at that time, but, just the local one at that time. We lived in the neighborhood, and Community is another one.
Oh, yeah, Community Home Center, absolutely. Someone said 574. Gosh, where's 574? I wonder where that is. Heritage House was inside Woolworths. Somebody mentioned Robert Hall as well.
Did you have, Craig, you got Carol Red Hanger Shops on the site? I didn't see it.
I do.
It. You do? Okay,
yep, good. Yep, absolutely do, yep.
Good.
I think the listener was talking about Prang Way, a discount store in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, all closed in 1995. Starks at the Brickyard. Oh, how about the Brickyard in general?
That whole thing was redone.
That whole thing is gone. We're getting close to the 4 o'clock hour here. You know what? I'm going to play a couple others. How about Service Merchandise, of course?
Yeah.
And McDade. Service Merchandise. And how about Townhouse TV and Appliances? Do you have that on there, Craig?
I don't believe I have that one.
I have a commercial,
right,
though.
List.
Yeah, let's play a couple of quick spots.
Don't let anyone tell you it can't be done. You can save at one place. Service Merchandise. Come on, I'll show you.
The Toastmaster convection oven uses forced hot air to cook foods more evenly and reduce shrinkage. It bakes, broils, has continuous cleaning, slow heat, and automatic timer. The Toastmaster convection oven is yours for just $144.82 right now at Service Merchandise.
See what I mean? Come on, America. Keep the dollar strong. Shop and save at Service Merchandise.
Don't miss the Superstore Townhouse TV and Appliances inventory clearance sale. Super savings now on Sony Super Beta Hi-Fi video recorders. Super savings now on Sony 8mm handy camcorders. Super savings now at Townhouse on Sony 36-inch giant screen TVs. For super savings, don't miss the Superstore Townhouse TV and Appliances sale this week.
Come to the Superstore.
There you have it. I love some of these. Of course, you got Polk Brothers on here as well. Cookies by Maurice Linnell, another classic. A&P Supermarkets. I'm just looking at some of yours. Amelings, Amelings Flowerland. And I feel like I bought a bike from Amelings. Did they sell bicycles there?
Amelings Flowerland? No,
but it wasn't Flowerland.
I don't recall that, but.
No.
Maybe it was Bargain Town that was over by Amelings on North Avenue in Melrose Park that I'm thinking of. Maybe I bought a bike at the same time. But there was a haunted house. Amelings always did their haunted house, right?
The Halloween time?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. Elfish Furniture. This one, I don't know. This might be before my time, but it's Hirsch's Clothes for Men and Women. The Limited is another one that's gone already. Venture, of course. Attention, Venture Shoppers. There was a guy at Harlem Irving that, he thought he was a radio host on the microphone in the store. It's hysterical.
Yeah, 579 Shops. Are they still around, Craig?
No, I think they are gone. It might be on the site. I have to look into that one. I know a lot of those little dress shops have come and gone.
Yeah.
And I believe that might be on there. I'm not positive.
Okay.
You got Musicland down here, which is where I worked for a very, very long time. It's so cool to see those pictures of the store. Kinney Shoes.
Tom McCann.
Tom McCann, of course. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Noah's Ark Pet Center. I remember that
That's
one.
That's on the site, yeah.
Yep. Newberry Company, all kinds of good stuff. 312-981-7200. We got a ton of texts coming in. We'll do that after the news. Mother's Day is just 2 weeks away, and who better to help than the folks at Anderson's Candy Shop? Send mom a dozen handmade chocolate bars or a basket filled with her favorites. Looking for something a little different this year? Anderson's got you covered. How about taking mom to a whiskey and chocolate pairing? Ooh, I like that. Let's get mom loaded. But I like that, the whiskey and
forget
the chocolate.
Mom, I want it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mom, stay in the car. I'll be right back. So that's today, I guess, in Richmond. That's cool. The weather's going to be perfect, too. What a nice way to spend the day with mom. Hosted by the Richmond Brat House. Oh, that's right across the street from there. The event will feature 5 whiskeys and 5 chocolates, each pairing lead by one of Anderson's own candy makers as a guide. Visit AndersonsCandyShop.com for more information. That's AndersonsCandyShop.com to find out why for Mother's Day, nothing beats these treats. All right, lots of texters coming in and calls. We're talking about Chicago's Lost Shopping. From CraigsLawChicago.com. We'll do more of that. And your calls at 312-981-7200. And wait a minute, where's the ID? Let me stretch and go get that.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago.
Why settle for some of it when you can get all of it?
Get it all. Get it all. Get to sale and get it all.
It's got to be a knockout. So I got to Zaire.
It's got to last.
It's got to have a name I know.
So we got to Zaire.
Get it all. Get it all.
It's got to be a real value.
Get to Zaire and get it all.
Exciting fashions, famous brands, honest quality, genuine value.
Get to Zaire and get it all.
It's Woolworth's Stereo Spectacular 71, a fantastic once-a-year sale of albums, LPs, tapes, everything in stereo, unbelievably low priced. Woolworth's Stereo Spectacular has top stereo LPs, the biggest hits just off the charts for only $1.57. Famous labels, favorite stars, Herb Alpert, Petula Clark, The Association, Canned Heat, many more for only $1.57. And another fabulous group of LPs on sale for just 87 cents. Jack Jones, the Beach
87
Boys.
87 cents. Now, that's a deal. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Craig LoCasciato. In a trip down the vintage places we used to shop with his great website, it's CraigsLawChicago.com. Roger was talking about Sears in Chicago closing, Craig. And what I still remember to this day that when I talk about it, a lot of people don't remember this. They used to have like a peanut shop when you would first walk into a Sears store. And I remember the one on North Avenue, and you would buy a bag of hot peanuts while you shopped, right?
No, I don't remember that.
Really?
Either, but
no.
You know, I do remember, you know, a lot of the stores had a candy section, you know, yeah, where they would sell, you know, fresh candy and
no, they would have like
and whatnot,
cashews and regular peanuts, and they were warm. And you would buy them in a little bag when you walked in the store, and then you would go shop with your peanuts. In the store. I got to watch what I say there. And then there was another one here, Goldblatt's. Somebody, of course, brought up, which I have a funny story. Mr. Goldblatt years ago, maybe, oh gosh, it was probably 2002, 2003, was reopening his stores. I don't know if you remember that. But he took his original locations and opened them for about 8 months, 9 months, and made it more of a dollar store. And he engaged my company to help him with some marketing and advertising, and I wasn't quite sure if it was going to stay, and it didn't, obviously. Nelson Brothers, you mentioned Lake Effect, Sun Sail Ski Surf. That was owned by Steve Dahl?
Correct. There was a couple of locations. I believe there was one in New Buffalo, Michigan, and then one in Chicago.
Huh.
And it was like a surf shop.
Okay.
Kind of,
okay.
And that was one store that he owned. He had him and Gary both owned a couple of restaurants as well in town, but
oh, that's wild.
That, of course, long gone.
Long gone. Metro Golden Memories, Chuck Shaden was another one, another radio guy that owned his own store as well. Aronson Furniture, home of the Credit Connection. Nelson Brothers loves me and they love you too, Craig. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I do, certainly do.
Gary, you're on 720 WGN. You got some shopping memories in Chicago?
Are you talking to Gary?
I am talking to Gary. How you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you guys doing? You sound like you're having a ball.
Of course.
I worked, I remember in high school, I used to get to clean up all the shopping carts out of the parking lot over at Steinberg Baum on Cicero Avenue. Anybody remember that?
Yes, I remember Steinberg Baum very early on. There was one on Milwaukee and Oakton in that Oak Mill Shopping Center. When it opened, it was but it was like a department store, right, Gary?
Yeah, it was like a wholesale department store, and the one I was working at as a high school teenager was at about 3300 North on Cicero Avenue in the city.
Wow. And then also, you mentioned Olson Rug, too, which I forgot about. Is Olson Rug still around, or are they gone? They're gone, aren't they, Craig?
They're gone.
Well, I know
they're, and actually, both of those are included.
They had the waterfall. The waterfall's been gone for a long time. I just wondered if Olson Rug was still in business.
Yeah, I guess they're gone, too. Hey, thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate it, pal. Sport Mart was another one, right? Sport Mart was more recent. There was a Kohl's grocery store too, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's how they started. Isn't that the same company? I thought it was maybe the same company.
I believe it is.
Yeah, yeah. Turnstile. That was. I remember getting school clothes at Turnstile on Harlem and Foster, and that was a spinoff, I think, of Jewel-Osco, wasn't it? That was like their.
I believe they were associated with them. Yes, I remember Turnstile as well, where it was one in Norwich we would go to.
Oh, there was one there, too? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Mary, you're on 720 WGN. What's your shopping memory to share with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Mary.
I'm from downstate, way downstate, Bourbonnais and Bradley.
Okay.
Sears clothes. I wanted my Kenmore.
Mm-hmm.
Dishwasher dryer, I bought it as they sold out. I believe that. They last a long time.
Yeah, they absolutely did. They absolutely did. Thanks for the call, Mary. There's also Sims. Do you remember Sims?
I don't recall that. I'm not certain what that is.
Dominic's, of course. I mean, that's another recent one that's of recent memory. Flipside Records, Rose Records, Sound Warehouse. Sound Warehouse, I remember the one in Norwich. Wasn't that the old Axl Roller Rink? The Sound Warehouse?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's where that Sound Warehouse was or not, but yeah, definitely remember Sound Warehouse. There's so many great record stores that have come and gone.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. There's Chandler Shoes, which is right there. Rock Records, which, was it Rock Records a spinoff of Rolling Stones downtown?
They had a very similar logo, so I want to think that they were owned by the same company, but I'm not certain of that.
Right. So there was a Boston store in Chicago, too, and that is now obviously part of the whole Carson Peary Scott thing, but I didn't know that they were a separate store in Chicago as well. That's an oldie here. That's like 1948.
Yeah, there's a great old image of that on the site as well.
847 mentions Treasury. Do you remember Treasury?
Said it was owned. Treasury, yep.
It was owned by JCPenney, apparently, in all that. Hedgewick Discount Records. There's your other record store right there. Let's see here. United Audio being another one here. CoverGirl, Lilac Farm. I'm looking at the Farmore, of course. National Grocery Stores. I grew up in National as well. Oh, yeah, the Crow's Nest in Crest. I remember Crow's Nest as well, the record store, of course, that was in there. Jupiter, what do we have here? I'm trying to see what this one is. Oh, Music Works. Wow, you got a picture of Music Works in here. Holy smokes.
Picture of the inside only. It was the only thing I was able to find. So what I've been searching for a while.
You know what's funny? Okay, so that's the store. Just a little history of myself. That's the store I ran from. Well, I was there in 1984. I ended up running it like 87 to 90 while I was going to college. And that's the stock room. I totally remember that back room. That's crazy. Because it became a music land eventually. But yeah, that's Music Works. Who's the guy in the middle? Who's the rock singer that's in this picture?
I believe it's Ted Nugent. I don't have it up in front of me.
Is
but
it really? Oh, that's awesome. Nice find on that one. I'm holding that one aside. I love that. B. Dalton Booksellers, Crock and Brentano's, of course. Let's see here. Magic Kiss Carpets. Was the Magic Kiss the big lips on the expressway? Was that actually a retail store? Could you actually go into them, or was that a...
There was a few locations. They were a carpet cleaning company.
Okay.
Excuse me. And you know, they had a couple of the big iconic signs that, you know, people remember and loved. And then they had retail locations where you can go in, and I believe they would clean carpets, and maybe they rented carpet cleaning equipment. I'm not sure.
Okay. Radio Shack, of course, Circuit City, Fashion Center. Someone mentioned Treasure Island. It's a grocery store that still exists in Chicago. Was there another Treasure Island?
Yeah, I think that's not the same Treasure Island there was. I think it's the same name, but I think it was it was a chain of grocery stores. But I don't think that the current one is affiliated with the original, but I'm not sure of that.
All right, we're going to take some more texts and calls, 312-981-7200. We're talking about, you know, lost shopping here in Chicago, stores that we used to shop, 312-981-7200. Polk Brothers was one that came up. Here's a classic commercial.
At Polk Brothers, for just $4 with over 5,000 major brand name products, you can own your own 1983 high-tech Cobra extension telephone. Polk Brothers lets you stop paying that hidden monthly rental to the phone company for good. You plug it in instantly. This exciting Polk Extra has automatic redial, on-off ringer switch, works on call forward or call waiting. Only at Polk Brothers for just $4 with major appliances, TV, stereos, furniture, carpet. Polk Brothers does it again, Chicagoland.
As Chicagoans, we don't take our city for granted. In fact, we treasure everything it has to offer. From Buckingham Fountain to the Water Tower, Chicago is full of famous landmarks, including Marshall Fields. We've been part of the city for 150 years now, and we're proud to be a part of Chicago. You might even say Marshall Fields is as Chicago as it gets.
Save adventure.
Greet the new year with Venture's great after Christmas savings. Save 33% on the entire stock of men's outerwear. A special group of ladies' sweaters, just $7.99. Babies' blanket sleepers, now $3.49. Holiday party needs, 99 cents each. Hit records are 2 for $3. 5 packs of Scott towels or tissues are $3. Venture's after Christmas.
All right,
sale.
It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking about Chicago's lost shopping as we have stores closing all over from Toys R Us to Carson Perry Scott. What are some of the favorite stores you remember? 312-981-7200. Diane from my church, Lee Ward's craft stores. I forgot about Lee Ward's. Do you remember those, Roger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig, there's like a litany. I've never gotten so many texts here.
You're going to have to forward it to him. He's going to have to. Here's your homework, Craig.
Yeah, but, I have a lot of work to do.
No, but you know what? No, but Craig, I'm going to tell you something. You have all these.
He does have these.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Rexall,
right?
Drugs.
Good
is
health
another one.
To all from Rexall.
Now, do you know, Craig, that Rexall, the brand, lives on? That even though they pretty much closed decades ago, that Dollar General bought the name and license, and for about the last 2 years, you go in there, all of their aspirin and Band-Aids and ice packs and whatever, all of their medical stuff, their house brand is Rexall.
I did not know that.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool because I bought a box of Band-Aids and I pulled it out, and somebody was saying to me, "What the hell's how old are those?" I'm like, "No, they're brand new. They're brand new." Fava Shoes, Saxon, Ben Franklin, of course, Maury Mage's Sports. I'm just reading down some of the Texan stuff that we've gotten. Jeans West, Fashion Bug, Madigan's, we mentioned, Camelot Music, White Hen Pantry. What's another one? Montgomery Ward. We forgot Montgomery Ward. Montgomery, that's why I work for them too. Seems like everyone I interview, and I don't take this personally, Craig, but everyone I interview dies within like a year, it seems
and then
every company I work for seems to go out. County Seat is another
clothing store, yeah.
If you remember County Seat as well. Mm-hmm. Handy Andy. Oh, I forgot about Handy Andy.
So while he's looking through these, Craig, here's another column for you.
Okay.
All right. The videos for all of these places. Put up links to the YouTube video for the commercial, like find one for each place.
Yeah, I think someone else has already done that.
Oh, they have? Oh, all right.
Bonitos, but yeah, there is a great site out there that has that.
I still think I have some. I might have some parachute pants from Chess King.
And the weird thing is, he still wears them.
I'm wearing them now. central camera on Wabash still open, it says, yes. But all the big ones,
the
Helix.
There was a central, I think it was central camera at Devon and Western.
Oh, do you remember? What was the little places? Photomat. Oh, I love those Photomats. Yep. Scrudlands.
Scrudland.
Yeah, yep. I was just going to say Scrudlands. You and I are always on the same page with this stuff, Craig. Tower Records, Casual Corner, Filene's Basement. Oh, I forgot about that. Is Fashion Bug gone?
I believe that's on there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean that's gone. The Mister Shops were. Roger got that shirt. Let's see.
This is a Kmart Blue Light special.
Oh, nice.
I'll have you know.
Learner Shops. I forgot about Learner Shops. What else do we have here? Murray's Discount Auto, Main Street, which was the predecessor to Kohl's, I believe. Omni Superstores. I remember Omni Spiegels. Could you repeat Craig's website? Yes, CraigsLostChicago.com. Write it down, CraigsLostChicago.com. Kroger was in Chicago. Oh, merry-go-round. I think I bought a purple suit for merry-go-round. It was a
clothing store.
Oh. Jay Riggins. I bought some jeans and some khakis from Jay Riggins.
There you go.
I think back in the day. Always love your site. And you do a bunch of other stuff too. You've got like a Steve and Gary appreciation page that I follow. You got all kinds of stuff that you do to kind of invoke classic memories of days gone by, don't you, Craig?
Yes, I do. I keep very busy with all that stuff. It's a lot of fun for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always a lot of fun for us as well. So if you want to catch this, and we always have Craig on a couple times a year, we always talk about today's shopping, but we'll probably talk about amusement. There's so many amusement parks and things to do and places to go in Chicago that we'll probably have him back on over the summer and talk about that. But he's also got restaurants of the past, and the pictures on there bring back so many memories as well. So again, if you want to catch this, you go to CraigsLostChicago.com. And if you don't find something on there and you have some pictures, send it to Craig. He'll throw it up on the site and allow some other folks to enjoy those as well. Craig, always a pleasure, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep. Enjoyed it very much. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
Thanks, buddy. Get
Take
some
care,
sleep.
Roger.
All right.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, buddy. All right. News is next on 720 WGN.